Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 88 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, where normally I interview someone in the strength conditioning and or ice hockey field. But today is going to be a little bit different. Inspired by our last podcast with Anthony Donskov, I've decided to do a little bit of an experiment. In the last episode, Coach Donskov mentioned something really powerful in evaluating the continuing education of coaches. He said, "In the past 2 years, I don't know if I've read a strength conditioning book, but every book I've read has had something to do with strength and conditioning. Whether it's philosophy, art, communication, or leadership, those books can all be applied to our craft." And that's something I really relate to. And not because I don't read strength conditioning books, but because the most influential books on my life and career have all come from outside the field. And so this week, I wanted to take a break from the interview format and talk about two books that come from outside our field but have had a huge impact on me. I specifically chose these two among dozens I could have gone for and dozens I love, partly because there's a good chance you're not familiar with them, but also because the principles in these books, I believe, can directly improve on-ice performance and our ability to coach in any setting. Without further ado, here are two books that have changed my career. The first book I want to talk about is called The Art of Learning, subtitle, An Inner Journey to Optimal Performance by Josh Waitzkin. When I was in high school, I played a lot of chess, especially after hockey season ended. And so I stumbled across this book by chess international master Josh Waitzkin. In his youth, Waitzkin was considered a chess prodigy. In fact, the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer is based on him. But when I opened the first pages of the book, I realized it wasn't about chess. It was about the learning principles Waitzkin learned in both chess and later in Tai Chi push hands. He's a world champion at that also. And how those principles are applicable to anything. There are so many elements I love about this book, but one chapter in particular had a huge direct impact on my hockey performance. I don't want to make this about me, but it illustrates the point well. I was the kind of player who was a go, 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 full speed all the time, grinder guy. I never really opened myself up to make mistakes on the ice by slowing down and working on my weaknesses. Waitzkin, in the chapter, Investing in Loss, outlines how important slowing down and working on your weaknesses is for growth. He writes, "A gifted boxer with a fabulous right and no left will get beat up while he tries to learn the jab." And continues, "Great ones are willing to get burned time and again as they sharpen their swords in the fire." After that, I committed to working more on my stride and other weaknesses. Even if in the short term, while I practiced what I was bad at, my performance decreased. On the ice and in the weight room, we need to encourage our athletes to do the same. Sometimes in the weight room, we might want to do heavy split squats. But we need are to reset our posture with some PRI exercises first, and then squat with lighter weight than normal while we internalize the improved posture. You have to invest in loss. The Art of Learning is exactly as the title implies. It's a guide to so many of the main principles of the learning process, told through Waitzkin's experience in chess and Tai Chi. And even if you have no interest in either of those subjects, you will find so many parallels between these two disciplines and our discipline of strength conditioning and hockey. The second book I want to talk about is The 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss. I like to think of this book as a choose-your-own-adventure for improving your body in any way, whether that's losing fat, running marathons, maximizing sleep, and more. In particular, though, there are a few concepts towards the beginning of the book that have shaped the way I train clients, particularly online, where compliance is the name of the game. Ferriss states, "We break commitments to ourselves with embarrassing regularity. In other words, logic fails. We all want to get better to make our athletes better. And they want to get better too. Most trainers and jabronis would just tell you to be more disciplined, work harder, just do it. Or maybe you just need to change your incentive structure and create better systems to failure-proof your goals. For example, we've all bared witness to the power of public accountability. As much as you want to tell yourself you work just as hard behind the scenes, it's much easier to give it your all when you have somebody there keeping you accountable, or even when you put your reputation on the line. Ferris writes about one anecdote about a friend trying to gain muscle.
Ferris recounts,
he invited all the bettors to receive notifications when he updated his weight, then proceeded to talk an ungodly amount of trash. Needless to say, smack-talking would make him look doubly stupid if he didn't win. The example is a bit silly, but the principle is simple. Don't rely on trying harder. Put systems in place so you have to try harder. Think about when athletes sprint. They can, quote, give it their all, but they won't really give their all unless they're racing against somebody or unless they're timing them. This is not to say they don't work hard, but they won't be able to go 100% unless you put something on the line. And this is a big reason why, I think, timing sprints has shown to be so effective the last few years with the inclusion of timing systems into most training programs. Accountability is one of many strategies Ferris outlines in this chapter of The 4-Hour Body. I'd highly recommend The 4-Hour Body by Timothy Ferris. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, those two books, two of my favorites, The Art of Learning by Josh Waitzkin and The 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss. Let me know if you get the books. Let me know what you think of them. Let me know if you would like to see a few more podcast episodes like this. I am an avid reader, so I have plenty of books I would love to recommend. And actually, if you'd like to see our full list of recommended reading, we actually have a list on the website right now, so you can go to hockeystrengthandconditioning.com to see our entire recommended library, including books from strength and conditioning and outside of strength and conditioning, fiction, nonfiction, even some poetry. Next week, we'll be back with our typical interview format. So thank you guys all once again for listening, and we will talk soon.